it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
They lost five straight. They've gone 3-8 since that seven-game win streak. So tonight, a big one as Dylan Bundy tonight takes on the Toronto Blue Jays. Buck Showalter and the manager's report right after this.
Back in Toronto, game two against the Blue Jays coming up. And again with the skipper, Buck Showalter. This is the manager's report. Buck, first things first, Mr. Castillo, how's he doing right now?
Okay. You know, we got fortunate last night that it's not going to be longer than as long as last time. So just couldn't continue. He's in a lot of discomfort, obviously, and we think we should have him available in some capacity here shortly.
When you go out for something like that, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do, is there? I mean, all you can do is kind of stand by and hope for the best?
Well, you're there in support, and you want to look in his face and see, you know, because, you know, well, he's a tough guy. All catchers that do this for a living have to be, and, you know, you don't want to have any of that false hustle where the guy's trying to sell you that he's okay when he's not, and, you know, our medical staff here are really good about it. And when you have a history with him, and that was the precaution taken, too, because he had been hit before, and you know, we went over for tests, and I think he got lucky.
I was going to ask you about that too, because the fact that it happened to him earlier in the season, and when you see it again, you say, "Why him?" Huh?
Well, it makes you realize what a beating these guys take, and you know, they talk about umpires. You know, an umpire's back behind a plate 30, 35 times a whole year, and these guys were back there 120 times. So if you kind of keep that in perspective. It's really a tribute that they're able to do as well as they do.
No question. Hey, Gentry is back on the ball club, too.
Yeah, he got cleared yesterday to run the bases. And not going to broadcast what else he might be able to do, but he's a weapon that we've missed.
All right. About the game last night, Buck. Hey, I didn't jinx him. Ubaldo in the game last night. He was good enough. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. You know, the baseball guys were not kind to him. We had a fly ball that got lost in the twilight. They've had that happen a lot here this year. I know their guys have been complaining about it. But we had, three or four hits that didn't leave the infield, just swinging bunts. And, you know, he'd like to have the 0-2 hit by pitch back and made one mistake with the home run. But he gave us a great chance to win. I thought Miguel did a good job for us again and Brad, but we just didn't score enough runs, obviously.
I was going to ask you about Miguel Castro because there's a young man who continues to make a very good first impression.
Yeah, you know, it's really about his third impression. Here's a guy that came up the big leagues, not going to get into evaluating if it was too quick or rushed, whatever. You know, I wasn't there, and you don't know all the variables that play into it. And there's good baseball people, obviously, in Toronto, but I think our minor league staff and our big league staff, those guys did a great job with creating a great environment, and you can tell he's in a good place, and we're trying to keep him there. He's a young, smart guy who really wants this, and you're seeing a product of a lot of talent.
I give a skipper Buck Showalter in Toronto as we continue with the manager's report. One more Miguel Castro question. Was it my imagination or was he enjoying a little more last night pitching against the Blue Jays? Looked like he was enjoying it.
Well, he's done it before, and he kind of graduate from those things. And you just see another team in an opposing uniform. That'd be a personal question for him, and if he does have that emotion. It wasn't like they gave up on him. They gave him a great opportunity. I've talked to him about it. You know, when a team gives you the opportunity they gave him at a young age, you should be nothing but grateful. And I think down deep he is.
Let me ask you about Tim Beckham. The club's offensively right now. Beckham, I think he had like 30 hits in his first 15 Oriole games. He's not getting those results right now. What are you seeing in his at-bats? Is it something he's doing or maybe something the pitchers are doing to him?
Well, first of all, to continue at the pace he was on is historical. So now we're wondering, if you're asking the question, people won't know what's wrong with him now. So that's why hitting coaches are very careful about coming out and having all the answers. And when, you know, the pitchers are on top of their game and hitters are on top of their game, the pitchers win. But I think he's not getting as many mistakes. He wasn't missing any mistakes for an extended period of time. He was in a good groove. And when he does get a mistake, he's just fouling off or hooking it foul. But he's still a productive guy. And, you know, I've been pleased with him.
Final question about Dylan Bundy. I think he's been like 27 starts. So at this stage of the season, how do you feel about the way his season has progressed?
Good. You know, we'd love to. You know, we knew where he was going to hopefully end up at the end of the year. We're still in position, if we can get in the playoffs, to have him pitch in the playoffs. And, you know, it's been very carefully managed by Roger and McDowell and the training staff. And I couldn't be more happy where Dylan is.
All right. Tonight, Bundy pitching in Toronto.
Bundy against the Blue Jays, his career 3-0, and he's given up one run in 17 and two-thirds innings in three starts against the Blue Jays. So we'll see what happens here tonight. We talked to Buck about Tim Beckham. Yep, these days scuffling a little bit. He's had six hits in his last 40 at-bats. So what's going on? Well, Jim Hunter wondered, and he will visit with Tim Beckham when we continue with a warm-up show right after this.
It is another gorgeous night in Toronto. The roof is open, and the Orioles and Blue Jays go at it again tonight. Birds looking to bounce back after last night's 4-3 defeat. Tim Beckham up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles and Blue Jays, middle game of the three-game series here at Rogers Center tonight, and visiting with Tim Beckham. And Tim, obviously it's been a tough week. Birds tonight trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Have you seen any frustration set in where at this time of year, where the games are so important, the team has lost five in a row?
Nah, as far as frustration, no. I wouldn't say that. We're all professionals, and we all know that we come to the field every day, and we have a job that we need to take care of, and we have a job that we need to go out and win the ball game. So of course, when we're all competitors, and we get mad when stuff doesn't go our way sometimes, but we still got some games left in this season, and we don't want to get frustrated or down on ourselves, and that's not going to help us. It's not going to help our on the field play at all. So like I said earlier, we're all professionals, and we know what we need to do in order to win, in order to get the job done, and we need to go out and do it.
This is, without a doubt, the game where take it one day at a time really does apply. And that's a good point you make. You really have to look at this. You have 18 games left, so you have 18 one-game seasons to try to win as many as you can.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And just want to take it day to day and stay within ourselves and not try to do too much. This time of the year is, you know, it's the grind, and it's the dog days of, a lot of people say August, but I guess you can say September right now, because we're going through a tough stretch right now, and that's just baseball. And look, 2 weeks ago we won, 9 or 10 in a row, and we had the same lineup and the same people in the lineup with the same ability. So we can easily go on another run here. We just need to take it one day at a time and stay within ourselves.
Keeping that in mind, and you know how important the games are, and I know how competitive this group is. They've been to the playoffs several times in the past few years. Do you have to guard against pressing where you maybe take yourself out of the game just because you're trying so hard to make something happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes back, that ties back with what I was saying as far as staying within ourselves. This time of the year, we want to make it to the playoffs, and we want to do so good for ourselves because of the competitors that we are. And it's important for me, I know, that stay within myself and don't try to do too much, and let the game come to you, and trust that you can pass the baton along. And when we're going good, that's what we're doing. We're passing the baton along, and everyone was contributing, and we're going to get back to doing that, no doubt. And I have all the confidence in the world in our lineup and our pitching staff.
We've come to really respect your work ethic since you joined the Orioles on August 1st, and there's no way you could keep up that pace you set for yourself over the first couple of weeks. I mean, nobody could keep that going. Last 10 days have been a bit of a struggle, but I just observed you working on the tee. Mike Bordick was there videotaping it for Mass and Scott Coolball working with you. What are those drills designed to do, and how does that get you back into that good hitting groove?
Well, I mean, Baseball's it's not an easy game, and I wouldn't say I was going through struggles. Yeah, I'm not hitting 400 like I was when I first came over, so I don't believe in saying that I'm struggling or whatever, but just hasn't been going my way, and those are days you come in and you get your work in, and you have all the confidence in yourself that you're going to get in the game and get it done.
Of all those drills I just observed, I was very impressed that the tee work, just a simple tee and you keeping your swing level or working on going the other way, was the most important in what I saw.
Yeah, of course. I like to set my sights out and drive the ball to right center. And I need continue to trust myself that I'm a key, you know, continue to trust myself that I can see the ball deep and I can keep that ball fair down the right field line. And I like to work over from there. And I don't like to think pull as much. I mean, I like to get my angle, set my sights out, and go directly to the baseball with a clean path. And just seeing the ball and hitting the ball. You can't hit anything that you can't see. So you want to make sure that you're seeing the baseball and trusting your routine, the T routine that I was just doing, and that it translate over into the game.
Of course, in this game, everything can turn within one game. And we saw last night the Blue Jays won a game because they got three swinging bunt base hits, great pitches by the Orioles pitching, and they just happened to place it perfectly. Maybe that's all it takes. Maybe it takes a broken bat, a bloop, an error by the other team just to get that confidence going and feel good about it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It takes one swing, man, you know, and one swing to get the team back in the groove, and a good win tonight would definitely help that.
Tim Beckham certainly got off to a roaring start with the Orioles. He hit his first 12 games after being acquired on July 31st and batted .531 in those 12 games. And how about the month of August? He had 50 hits in the month of August and batted .394. He had base hits in 27 of his first 29 games as an Oriole, and he batted .339. That's his Orioles batting average coming into tonight's game. He has cooled off a little bit. He is 2-for-15 on the road trip and 6-for-his-last-40, but still he has played extremely well for the Orioles since joining the everyday lineup. Stay tuned for Orioles baseball.
Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at Sky Dome at Rogers Center. My goodness. What a ball game. Orioles, again tonight, found yet another way to wind up in the loss column. And the Orioles, I mean, they just went through a Cleveland clinic with the Indians, if you will. And now after a couple of losses in Toronto, they need a Cleveland clinic. Because right now they're sick. They just can't get well. They lose again tonight. They had a one-run lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And they had Zach Britton on the mound. Britton, who had come out to get a big strikeout in the eighth inning with a tying run at second base. But then walked the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the ninth inning, and right away had a feeling that for Britton and the Orioles here tonight, it might not work out, and it didn't. I mean, Britton ultimately getting a blown save and eventually getting a loss on the same night. So the Blue Jays have won the first two, and now they've got Marcus Stroman pitching tomorrow night to try to sweep this three-game series. And for the Orioles here so far, been a very bloody road trip. Pretty good ball game. I mean, the Blue Jays took the lead against Dylan Bundy in the bottom of inning number three, a single by Luke Maley. And then after a couple of deep fly ball outs, Bundy in that third inning was getting away with a few high deliveries. Too many pitches up. But he did get away with it until Justin Smoak came up to hit with a man on base.
2-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball to right. This ball is deep. Rickard is back on it, reaches up against the wall, and it's off his glove and in play, and Rickard goes down. Maley around third, he will score, and Smoak on at second base with an RBI double. Joey Rickard, a tremendous try, made a leaping attempt at it, and it went off his glove and fell to the ground. So that is a two-out RBI double, the third consecutive ball hit very far in the outfield, and unfortunately for Joey, he got to it and couldn't hold on.
After that, Bautista struck out against Bundy, and so he was able to minimize the damage. And the Blue Jays had to settle for a 1-0 lead. It remained that way against right-hander Joe Biagini, who again tonight against the Orioles was masterful. In fact, he did not give up a run in this game until the top of the seventh inning. He had the 1-0 lead. Adam Jones grounded out in that seventh inning. But then Mancini came up. He doubled into the left field corner. After Davis struck out, Mancini was in scoring position for Trumbo, who on the at-bat hit a dribbler on which we thought at the time he had gotten a bad break.
And the pitch swinging a tapper third base side. Donaldson charges, and he will have no play, and he hopes it rolls foul, and it does. That was a smart play by Donaldson on that turf. Of course, Donaldson knows that turf very well, playing all his home games here. And the way that spin on the second bounce, Donaldson just let it go. He knew he had no play anyway on Trumbo at first base, so he hoped that it would go foul, and it did.
Yeah, it was such weird. The second bounce made a left-hand turn and did go foul. So at the time, we thought, well, Trumbo and the Orioles did not get a break. But as it turned out, because the at-bat was kept alive, hey, they did get a break.
1-2 on Trumbo. Mancini at second and two men down. Biagini deals, swinging a line drive to center field, hit softly. Pilar comes in. He can't get it. It's in for a base hit, and Mancini comes in to score. Right off the end of the bat, and on a soft single to center field, we are back even at one. As Trumbo delivers a big two-out base hit.
Well, there you go. His 65th RBI. Yeah, 1-1 game at that point. Now, in the eighth inning, John Gibbons, the Toronto manager, decided to give the Orioles a fourth crack at Joe Biagini. So, in the eighth, one out, bases empty. Beckham came up to hit. Beckham, who had singled against Biagini back in the third. Well, in the eighth inning, in a 1-1 game, he got a pitch to hit. Yeah, the 1-1 delivery. Beckham hits a fly ball deep left field. Backing up, Hernandez way back there. Pavement bye-bye Tim Beckham. As in Reckham, he hits one out, and the Orioles have taken the lead. My goodness, Beckham, number 21, and the Orioles are ahead 2-1 in the eighth inning. There you go. Beckham gave the Orioles a lead late in the ballgame. Well, Brad Brock came out to pitch in the bottom of the eighth inning. He allowed a leadoff single to Urena, and then Donaldson got a base on balls. After that, it was a smoke with a base hit after an out on the base paths. And then with two outs, Bautista would pop out for the second out. The Blue Jays had the tying run in scoring position with two outs. That's when Buck came out, went to the bullpen. He brought in Britton to go after Kendrys Morales, and Britton struck him out. A huge out at the time. So the Orioles had a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Britton went back to work. He walked the leadoff hitter, Kevin Pillar. And then Hernandez, he got a base hit. Then eventually, after a force out, as Barney came on in that ninth inning, Luke Maley came up to hit with a tying run in scoring position, and the Blue Jays got even. And the pitch to Maley. Swing, a hard hit ball. Manny knocks it down. But the ball trickled behind him. Here comes Pillar, and the game is tied. Manny made a dive. He got a glove on it, but the ball trickled away. And Britton, with his second blown save this season, it's a tie game. And now the Blue Jays have first and second with only one out. Yeah, the ball was smashed. Machado did all he could. He got a glove on it, slowed it down. But once the ball got behind him, the tying run scored easily. And now the Blue Jays had a chance to win this thing. Urena came up to hit, and Britton got two strikes on him, but just could not get that next out. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. There's a line drive into center. That's a base hit. Here comes Barney. Adam Jones up and throwing. On one bounce, it is too late. The ball game is over. The Blue Jays have won it. And the Orioles in the loss column again. They've lost six straight. They had a one-run ninth inning lead, but they blow the lead and they lose the game. Blue Jays win it 3-2. And right now the Orioles just cannot win a game. No, they can't. Now they'll try again tomorrow night. And Jim Hunter will continue the Browns Honda City postgame show right after this.
Jim Hunter back at Rogers Center as the Orioles lose a tough one, 3-2. They had a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth. Zach Britton came on in the eighth inning to get the final out, stranding two. As Brad Brock had a tough go in the eighth inning, he allowed two singles, one runner thrown out on the bases trying to stretch, and a walk. But Zach Britton called on in the eighth, and then he walked the leadoff man, Kevin Pillar, in the ninth, and the Jays were on their way, and they get two and win it 3-2. Time there from the skipper. Let's head downstairs now. Post-game comments, Gary Thorne is with Buck Showalter.
Buck, that's a tough one. Looked like you had it put away, and not quite.
No, two really well-pitched games by two pitchers. They're real proud of Dylan. He's been solid and feeling good, and that bodes well for us in the future. And just impressed with, he had to pitch like that. Their guy was pitching well, and we haven't been swinging the bats well. And Zach, we got some big outs by Michael and Brad, and Zach got us a big out in the eighth and just couldn't finish it off.
Is there anything you're seeing in the at-bats here during the loop? losing streak where the numbers are down that seems to be team-wide?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we work on it every day. Everybody can come out here about 11:30 noon and watch them work for 2 hours trying to get it back. And sometimes you can identify it. It's just being able to, get it to work in the game, because unfortunately they don't throw like batting practice pitchers, and they locate the ball. And, when you're down a little bit, they're going to jump on it. And I give them a lot of credit, but, we've got as much to do with it as the pitchers.
Do you think Zach Nee is still bothering him a little bit? I'm not looking for excuses here, but I'm wondering whether it is or not.
I'm sure it is. If we're looking for a one-night, reason or whatever, it was bothering him last year and the year before. I mean, to what degree, only he knows. But he's got that competitiveness in him, and I think everybody out there is dealing with it. And it's up to us and the players to realize what is something that's keeping them from performing like they can.
Trey Mancini, just a great play that looked like it might be it.
Yeah, Trey was, I've said it many times, his advancement as an outfielder for us has been remarkable, and it's been fun to watch him get after it and hold himself to a high standard, because a lot of guys that are swinging a bat as well as he had this year just say, well, that's going to be enough, but he wants to be an all-around player.
All right, Skip, thank you.
Thanks.
The postgame comments are Buck Showalter. As the Blue Jays pull it out, they get two in the bottom of the ninth and win it 3-2. The O's have now lost six consecutive games, and during this losing streak, they have been outscored 28-10 in the last six games, all losses. They are now 3-8 in September, and they are 3-9 since their seven-game winning streak came to an end.